One of Japan's biggest companies continues to feel economic aftershocks from last month's earthquake and tsunami. Toyota said today it'll suspend production at some of its plants in Europe for 8 days. Toyota has already announced similar shutdowns at some of its U.S. plants. The problem is a shortage of parts from Japan. Production there has been severely limited in the weeks since the disaster. The World's Clark Boyd reports from Brussels.
Toyota says that plants in Britain, Turkey, France, and Poland will be affected by the shutdowns in late April and early May. Jean-Yves Jo is a spokesman at Toyota's European corporate headquarters in Brussels.
At the moment, we've announced these few days shutdown. In addition, we will probably run slower production in the month of May. And beyond that, I cannot say anything because we are assessing the situation literally day by day.
Jo said the shutdowns may mean that cars could be delayed a month in reaching consumers. Like Toyota plants in North America, the car makers' facilities here are supplied with parts from Japanese factories, and many of those factories are on hold. Paul Neuenhaus is director of the Center for Automotive Research at Cardiff Business School in Wales.
In Japan, a lot of factories have been knocked out, either through lack of power, because of power stations being affected, as we all know, or some of the smaller factories that feed into these factories have also disappeared and have been directly affected by the tsunami.
It usually takes 3 to 4 weeks for those parts to get here by ship. And now, a month on from the earthquake and tsunami, the parts pipeline is running dry, says Neuenhaus.
Toyota uses a just-in-time system, so there's not a lot of slack in the system. And once you stop that supply of parts in the pipeline, then it doesn't really take very long for all the plants around the world to be affected.
Toyota's not alone. Honda and Nissan are experiencing similar problems. Daimler, the maker of Mercedes-Benz, said the company couldn't rule out supply chain disruptions either. And General Motors sources many of its parts from Japan as well. All of them, Neuenhaus says, are scrambling.
They'll try and resource some parts from other locations, but of course everybody is trying to do that at the same time. So then you get capacity constraints. I mean, a lot of suppliers who could make certain parts are already constrained because they're working at full capacity for other manufacturers.
Analysts say that it may take months before Toyota and other Japanese car makers are able to return to full production, both here in Europe and across the globe. For The World, this is Clark Boyd in Brussels.